Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen Glass, head coach of Atlanta United, joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Talk a little bit about the game and about having people in the stands and what a relief that will be. Hey, Coach, welcome to the show.
Yeah, morning, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Coach, I know the result wasn't what you wanted it to be, but do you feel like this team is getting close to where it needs to be successful?
Yeah, I do. I think the last game we played up in Toronto, the performance levels of the guys was great. Obviously, we're a couple of minutes away from getting a point at one of the best teams in the country. But I think as long as we look after ourselves, we've got a great opportunity to win tomorrow. And like you say, I hear you talking about people coming back in the building, and the players are excited about that and looking forward to putting on a show, hopefully.
Yeah, as they get ready for DC United. Your last time you played them, you kind of dominated them. They have in their own struggles here. Is that something that you have to, take into account, that they want to have a better showing than when you beat them 4-0?
Yeah, I think we can guarantee that. They're not going to be happy about what happened last time. But I think if that focuses us a little bit more, then great. Anything that adds to our performance on the night is good for us. And I think it's another tool that we can use to help us win the game.
I'm talking with Stephen Glass, head coach of Atlanta United, as they get ready for DC United. Coach, not trying to jump too far ahead here, because I know that we're trying to make a playoff run and get into the postseason here, but if you start thinking about if you can get into the playoffs, anything can happen kind of thing. And we were talking, you and I, to Jason Longshore, who was kind of saying, Atlanta United is one of those teams that you have had to battle through so much, Coach, to get this team just to, where it is now, let alone, into the playoffs. But if you can wind your way into the playoffs, if you can get a couple of results here down the stretch and get into the postseason, your team might be one that a lot of teams don't really want to play.
I would think so. I think first things first, like you say too, though, that we need to look after our business the next four games and make sure that we're in there. And then I would agree with that sentiment too, though, that we can be particularly dangerous and would take the knowledge of the game that we just played up in Toronto. But if we can do that, we're excited about a lot of the guys we've got back healthy on the pitch. We've got some of our top guys back. We've got guys that are ready to take off. If we can, like Cubo Torres, if we can grab his first goal, he's ready to take off. So I think that's something that, starting tomorrow, if we can get that right, then yes, we could be pretty dangerous moving forward.
You beat DC United a few weeks ago. They're still struggling a little bit. What do you take from that game? What can you take from that game into this one?
I think the confidence that we can beat a team, we can score a number of goals, but there's a real awareness that if that happened to us and we got beat 4-0 at home, I know that we would be going away from home against that team trying to put things right. So I think the players are aware of it. We've made them well aware that this is not going to be a game where we roll it around. They ain't coming to watch us play. So as long as we earn the right to play, I think we've got very good players and we can score some goals. And as long as we continue to look after it defensively, I think we'll be fine.
Stephen Glass, head coach of Atlanta United. As the fans get back in there and see this team, I'm not asking you to, because you wouldn't do it anyway, Coach, to point to any particular players, but I am asking you to point to kind of like areas of the game. We all know that Atlanta United, because of everything that was going on, really struggled with early concessions in games and getting behind and not being able to play up front. As we make this final push of the regular season, Which area is it? The attack? Is it midfield? Is it the defense for the club? Which area of the team has to perform at its peak in order for this team to actually make it to the postseason?
It's almost a bit of a cop-out answer, but the whole team, to be fair. I think the side of the game in terms of losing goals, it's been the whole team and the whole group that's put it right. So in terms of now that we've obviously not scored a lot of goals recently, but it's down to the whole group to put that side of it right as well. But we need to continue to make sure that we don't lose a lot of goals. But I do know that we can score more goals. We're capable of scoring more goals, and it will be a group effort. But I think you're going to see a really positive performance tomorrow. The players will respond to having people in the building. I know it, because big players need that sort of backing. And I know that it'll come, and I know how much they've missed it. So, I know how excited they are to be playing in front of people again.
You know, it's interesting. We were just talking to Coach Glass about the Pittsburgh Steelers playing a big football game this weekend, and how, you know, Pittsburgh still to this day has that reputation, even though they have entirely different players, of being that steel curtain, of being built around a great defense. Atlanta United, in its short history, even though you have different players now, Atlanta United's reputation was always built, at least early on, it was built on that early strike where they put you in a defensive posture where you had to pick. You had either pick to run with them and open up the field, or you had to pick to bunker to try to, you know, keep them from scoring again. But in other words, you made them react to you, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I think this season's been difficult in that respect with the players that we've been missing. The obvious one being Joseph Martinez, that if you put him on your team sheet, even injured, I think other teams are scared of him. We've not quite had that fear factor this year, but I think now that we're getting a lot of our players back, I think we'll get back to it. It's never going to be as good as it was without Joseph, but we know that the rest of the players can take up the slack, and we will get there, and we will start putting fear into teams again, I believe it.
Well, it's going to be fun tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock kick on 92.9 The Game. Coach, it's going to be special for your players. You're going to see a lot of smiles on their faces, I would imagine, as they come out and are greeted by, even though it's not a, you know, the full raucous house that you know that you've been part of before at Atlanta United games, but just to have your supporters, you know, the 17s, you know, standing there and chanting ATL and stuff, is going to be, there'll be a little bit of a, I would think, a chill that comes down the spine of a few players.
100%. I think it'll be as exciting for them as they go to bed tonight thinking about the game tomorrow. They'll be thinking about that. And then when they go into the building, they'll be feeling it, they're feeling the noise. And hopefully, like I say, we'll put a smile on the faces of the fans that have come along tomorrow and everyone watching at home, and they want to come back when they're allowed to.
Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes. Best of luck in this game tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.